Chipotle wants to hire 15,000 workers nationally. Smashburger is testing a jackfruit-based veggie burger. And Papa John's has a new international prototype. Welcome to RB Daily, a quick look at the industry's top stories from the editors of Restaurant Business. I'm Joe Guskowski, Senior Editor at RB.
And I'm RB Associate Editor Reyna Estrada. Chipotle launched its latest workforce recruitment push on Thursday with the goal of hiring 15,000 workers nationally in preparation for their busy burrito season, which is typically from March to May. The push will also support the chain's plans to more than double in unit count to 7,000 units across North America. The latest campaign will include documentary-style TV spots that show what it's like to work at Chipotle and the career path available. The fast casual chain said investments in offering benefits and career development are paying off. 90% of restaurant manager positions in 2022 were filled with internal hires.
Smashburger is testing a jackfruit-based veggie burger at locations in New York, New Jersey, and Colorado through April 25th. The plant-based classic Smashburger was created in partnership with Jack and Annie's, an alternative meat company that focuses on using real ingredients in producing plant-based foods. The new jackfruit burger comes topped with American cheese, lettuce, tomatoes, red onion, pickles, signature sauce, and ketchup, making it vegetarian and not vegan. The jackfruit product can also be substituted for beef, turkey, or a black bean patty in any of Smashburger's signature builds.
Papa John's has a new international prototype. The pizza chain introduced a new design for overseas markets as a part of its effort to bolster growth outside of North America. The prototype features new colors and materials and signage, such as bright white Welcome to the Dough Show sign. The prototype is designed to be more flexible, enabling operators to serve delivery, dine-in, customers, or both. Locations are already under construction in China, the UAE, Saudi Arabia, and Kenya.
Recession? What recession? The economy grew at a 2.9% rate in the fourth quarter, the federal government said on Thursday. What's more, fewer economists are expecting an economic downturn this year, as consumers and the economy as a whole have proven to be more resilient than initially expected. The news suggests the chances of a soft landing for the economy after the U.S. Federal Reserve began its run of interest rate increases may be more likely than not.
Nothing Bundt Cakes has named Chris Tarrant Chief Development Officer. In the new role, Tarrant will oversee strategic growth and development for the franchise system. Tarrant comes to the specialty cake company from his role of Senior Vice President of Retail Store Development and Design at Starbucks. He has also held positions with brands including McDonald's and Panera Bread. This development comes as the company makes a big push to accelerate growth. In 2022, Nothing Bundt Cakes hit a milestone with 147 commitments sold to open new bakeries. The company expects to exceed this record of 200 new commitments in 2023.
And that should do it for today's episode of RB Daily. Tune in every weekday on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Joe Guskowski.
And I'm Reyna Estrada. Have a great day.